The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Bellinger, you're go for landing.
42 degrees through 4,000. 47 now. 47 degrees through 3,500. 3,000 feet. 2,500 feet, 52 degrees. H dot is good. 2,000. H dot is good. Fuel is good. It's through 800 feet. 25 feet per second through 400. That's a little high, Gino. Okay. Going down at 5. Going down at 10. Cut the H dot. Fuel's good. 110 feet. Stand by for some dust. A little forward, G. Finger forward a little. 90 feet, little forward velocity, 80 feet, going down at 3, a little dust, you're at 60 feet, going down about 2, very little dust, 40 feet, going down at 3, stand by for touchdown, stand by, 25 feet, down at 2, feels good, 20 feet, going down at 2, 10 feet, 10 feet, contact, a push, engine stop, engine arm, proceed, command override off, control add hold, things auto, okay, Houston, the Challenger has landed.
Roger, Challenger, that's super.
Okay, boy, you bet it is, Gordo.
On this day in 1972, Apollo 17 landed on the moon.
I'm on the footpad in Houston. I step off at the surface at Torres Litoral. We'd like to dedicate the first steps of Apollo 17 to all those who made it possible. Oh, my golly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, but is it bright in the sun?
Astronauts Gene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt became the last Apollo astronauts to leave their footprints on the surface of the moon. Schmitt was a first for the Apollo program. Instead of having entered NASA after a career as a test pilot, he was a geologist first and foremost, and was aboard the mission specifically to bring his scientific expertise to the moon.
Hatch is closed. Barely. Hey, Jack, don't lock it.
I'm not gonna lock it.
We gotta go back there. You lose the key and we're in trouble. Hey, who's been tracking up my lunar surface? Okay, just walk around for 1 second.
In 2004, the International Space Station had to become a leaner machine. With the space shuttle fleet grounded in the wake of the tragic loss of Columbia, astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the ISS were ordered to cut back on meals since they could now only be delivered by unmanned progress capsules, the next of which wasn't scheduled for liftoff until Christmas Eve of that year. If anything had happened to further delay resupply of the station, the crew might have had to return to Earth. Born on this day in 1962, Farscape star Ben Browder.
You want to see it? The thing you've been chasing my ass all over the universe for. Torturing me. My wife. My friends for. The wormhole weapon. You want to see it?
Yes.
Beg.
I beg you.
It's not good enough to say please.
Please.
Pretty please.
Pretty please.
With a cherry on top. Happy birthday. Knock it out of my sight.
Mos Def, who played Ford Prefect in the big screen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, was born today in 1973.
Arthur, what if I told you I really wasn't from Guildford?
I was from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse.
Was it something you're lucky to say?
In 1998, by popular demand, Lex returned for a second season on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Lex, there are all kinds of planets. There are planets with nice scenery, planets with happy, law-abiding citizens, and planets with good rulers, planets with intellectuals, and planets with women who are, you know, open-minded. That's the kind of planet I want you to help me find. Understand?
No, Stan, I do not understand.
After a first season consisting of four movie-length installments, this season saw Lex adhere to the rules of hour-long television, and it also had to dial back on more adult elements for the sake of American cable TV. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and The Big Finish Doctor Who Audio Adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Challenger's baby is on the roll.
Roger, copy that. Sounds great.
What do you see, Jack? Well, you're wrong angle. Yeah, they're turning. How's that grab you? They're turning.
How about that?
Come towards me, baby. Looks like it's moving.
The rock boy on your escape pod was written and prone to spiral pain.